And welcome to everybody else, even if you're not a visitor. It's also great that you're here, including you, Heather. Who likes my Christmas jumper? Yeah. You're going to like it a lot more. Wait for this. Come on, I've been saving this. Tell you what. That is a jumper. Look, it twinkles. I didn't even know it twinkles. Anybody else got a Christmas jumper? Just stand up if you've got a Christmas jumper and you're happy to stand up. I'm not going to force you to. Who's got a Christmas jumper? Come on. Let's have a round of applause for Christmas jumper wearers. We are a brave type of people. We put these jumpers on and we say, is this okay? And then we kind of, a little part of me goes, no, but do it anyway. Okay. You know, when I was a kid, like, this was so not okay. Like, if you wore this, you were that weird uncle, weren't you? You were like, That's weird Uncle Bob. He turns up every year wearing a weird t-shirt. Nobody likes him, but we put up with him because he's family. And now we're all wearing them. Well, not all of us, obviously, because some of you are just not as cool as the rest of us. I can't say anything else. But yeah, we go, Christmas jumper. Anyway, nothing to do with my talk. I just thought I'd wear it today because we're doing some stuff. Thanks, Thea. That's going to be really helpful. So, Christmas. I'm just going to just talk a little bit about Christmas Unwrapped for a few minutes and what it means. But I've got a prop. I need this prop. Let me just, hopefully it's not been stolen. Hang on a minute. I had to hide this because I know what happens when you find a Christmas present. Doesn't matter how old you are, you go, I'm going to open it, even though it's not mine. There's no label on this. I wondered if anybody wants to take a guess at what might be. Shh, don't shout it out because you know. Tell you what. Right, Ben's going to have a guess. Let's come to Ben.
Chocolate orange.
It's a chocolate orange. Does anybody else think it's a chocolate orange? Any other guesses other than chocolate orange? Anyone else got any idea what it could be?
Soap.
What are you trying to say? Did you hear that? A bar of soap. Rude. I'm kidding. Anybody else? Any other guess?
Rubik's cube.
Rubik's cube. It could be a Rubik's cube. Let's come over here. Can I?
A snow globe.
A snow globe. It could be a snow globe. Matt's got his hand up. Matt's got an idea. Let's see what Matt says. Let me squeeze through, sorry.
Is it a Skylander?
Skylander! Matt, you know me so well. What's a Skylander? My kids play with them, actually. Hello, what do you think?
Light bulb.
A light bulb? That's a good... I don't know what goes on in your house, Dave, at Christmas, but seriously. That's a good, great Christmas. Hold on, let's come over here.
Ice skates.
For really small people.
A banana?
A banana? Seriously? What goes on in a Greenwood house? A light bulb? A banana? We just need light in our house and bananas.
It's perfume for Lindsay for Christmas.
Perfume for Lindsay for Christmas. It's not that. I wonder what it could be. How do you find out what's inside a present? Just shout it out. What do you do? The word you're looking for is unwrap it. Because it's Christmas unwrapped. Try it again. What do you do to find out what's in a Christmas present? Good answer. First time and everything. Unwrap it. Would anybody like to help me unwrap this Christmas present? Okay, let me... Emily's going to come and help me.
Come on, Emily.
Can you have two persons? Emily, do you want to have a little go at unwrapping this present? She's a professional unwrapper, I can tell. And can you hold it up for everybody to see? It is a Christmas orange! Who said Christmas orange? Ben said that. You're not having it, Ben. You're not having it. Emily, do you want to open up the box? Emily's going to open up the box. You're eating it. Who likes Christmas orange, by the way? I was talking to a young lad at Trackers the other day, one of the helpers at Trackers with Andy Avery that gets run. Yeah, get it out, open it up. And I said, what festive food do you like? And his answer was, I don't really like anything festive. I was like, what? Not a mince pie? No. Not Stollen? Anyone like Stollen? I love Stollen. His only thing he liked was a chocolate orange. I was like, come on. Chocolate orange is good, but seriously. Right, and then should we open it up? You can just chuck that on the floor. Emily, do you want to just rip it open? We're going to rip it open. Give it a Oh, apparently he's got to give it a tap. No, I'll just open it. Who cares? What happened to my stand? This is taking all of 10 minutes. That's my whole time for the talk. Yes, it's open. It's open.
Let me help.
If you want some chocolate orange, you got to sit down on your chairs. What happened there? Right, what I need is a volunteer to give one to children that are allowed one. Matty, can I trust you?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Matty and Caleb are going to take them around. You can have one each, and then I want you to give them to young people under the age of 11 first. I'm biased because I do kids' work on a Sunday. Just pass them around, pass them around. Do it quickly, though, because it's going to take ages. When you get a Christmas present... No, wait, you have to be sat down on a chair. Go and sit down on a chair. They're going to come round. Go round, go on. When you unwrap a Christmas present, has anyone ever got a present and you've been like, I know what this is and I am so excited before you've even opened it? Put your hand up if that's ever been you. And you've just been like, yes, I know what it is. This is amazing. But the best way to get the Christmas present that you know what it is not just to kind of know what it is. Is to actually open it up, get into it, and then you can use, or in this case, eat, whatever the present is that's been given to you. We're talking about Christmas unwrapped, and although this might seem like some kind of tenuous link just to make it sound cool, which is slightly right, Christmas unwrapped, we know that Christmas is about Jesus. And so many of us know about Jesus, even if we're not Christians. We know that Christmas is about Jesus. He was born as a baby. He came. He was born in a stable in a manger. But quite often, we don't unwrap this greatest gift. We asked the kids last week in HBC Kids, what is the greatest gift that the world has ever been given? And they put their hands up. And then Ethan, who's my second eldest son, said, Jesus. You thought I was going to say something jokey there, didn't you? He said Jesus. And I was like, you're so right. It is Jesus. Jesus is the greatest gift that has ever, thanks Matty, that has ever been given to the world. Do you know, before Jesus came, we're in Advent right now. Advent is like the month building up to Christmas. Starts on the 1st of December. Has everybody got an Advent calendar? We've got a Thornton's Advent calendars in our house. I'll tell you what, Advent calendars have never been so amazing. And yes, we are heathens when it comes to Advent calendars. No Christmas, Jesus one. Advent is about building up to that time of Jesus. In the book of Luke in the Bible, there are a bunch of people who hear the good news of Jesus coming as a baby before it even happens. It's like they know about this great gift that's going to be given to the earth. And do you know what their response is? They are so overwhelmed with joy that they just burst into song. Honestly, if you check out the book of Luke, there's 5 songs in the first 2 chapters of the book of Luke. Luke records the first song, which is Elizabeth. Elizabeth is the mother of John the Baptist, the auntie of Jesus. She meets Mary, and then when she meets Jerry, John the Baptist is already growing inside of her womb. And John the Baptist, as an infant, not even born, jumps for joy inside of her womb. And she bursts into song. And the song went something like, I'm not actually going to sing it because I don't know what the tune was. Shall I sing it? I don't know. Okay, here we go. I'll give it a go. Blessed are you among women, whoa! And blessed is the child of your womb, yeah! Anyway, it says she proclaimed in a loud voice. I don't know if she sung it. I like to think she did. But some clever Bible people said it's a song. And then Mary, just a few verses later, she bursts into song in response to this song and the news that she is going to have a baby and he's going to be the savior of the world. And I'll just read a little bit of hers. She says, my soul glorifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. And then she says, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. And then Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, his mouth has been closed because he was a bit naughty when it came to talking to God. And anyway, he proclaims that John the Baptist will be called John. His mouth gets opens, and then he praises God with another song. And I won't read that one because we'll go into too much stuff. But it basically talks about the hope of salvation. Then the angels turn up and they see the shepherds. Who knows about the nativity story and who's ever been an angel in the nativity story? Young or old, put your hands up. Everybody ends up being an angel or a shepherd. Or if you're really little, you end up being a sheep. But the angels turn up and they sing a song. They go, glory to God in the highest, heaven and earth, peace of, something like that. They sing a song. And then there's somebody else sings a song. Who's singing? Simeon. He's this old guy hanging out. He's hanging on in there because God has promised him that he will see the Savior of the world. He gets this this thought kind of in his spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to him and says, go to the temple. He goes, I'm going to go to the temple. Goes to the temple. Mary and Joseph walk in with Jesus to dedicate him before the temple people. And Simeon sings a song. And basically it's a song of fulfillment, a song of God's salvation, a song of hope. These people, when they encounter Jesus, it has, or even just the message of Jesus that he's coming, he's not even been born yet for some of them, they just erupt into praise and into song. And here's why I think they do. Because they have been waiting, as the Israelites, they waited for thousands of years for salvation to come to their nation. They waited for this hope, this deliverance, this rescue to come. And then God sends an angel to tell Mary, and it just all starts to unfold. We know the story. What I want to say to you guys this morning is that so many of us in this room are probably Christians. We believe in Jesus and we love Jesus. And maybe some of us aren't. But if Christmas Unwrapped has any kind of meaning, it's about getting to know who Jesus is in a way that is more than just, we'll sing a few songs in church, we'll do Christmas dinner with our family, we might remember to say thank you, Jesus, for coming, and then we'll get on with opening our presents. Christmas Unwrapped is about knowing Jesus, who is the Savior of the world, the hope for the whole of humanity, the one who came to rescue, to redeem, to take our lives and make them whole. It says in the Bible that Jesus came that we may have life and have it to the full. Come on, let me hear that again. To have it to the full. It says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. God says that he sent his son because he loved the world so much. He didn't want anyone to perish, but he wanted everybody to be saved. That's the Jesus that came as a little baby. He didn't just stay as a baby. He grew up. We know that story. I want to encourage you. In fact, I want to use a bigger word, implore you. If you don't know Jesus, get to know him. Because in my life, he changed me. He saved me. He completely rescued me from situations and stuff in my life and completely transformed everything there was about Ed when I was about 19 years old. I felt like my life had been completely turned around. And yeah, I'm not perfect and I'm on a journey of trying to figure this Christian life out. But let me tell you, Jesus literally changed my life. That is why I get excited about Christmas. That's why I want to encourage you to get to know Jesus. Can I pray? Jesus, I thank you so much that you are so good. I thank you that you are the Savior of the world. I thank you that you are the one who came to rescue, to redeem, and to bring us back to yourself. Jesus, we thank you that you are so good. We thank you for the fun we've been having this morning, singing songs with puppets and all that kind of stuff. But Jesus, I pray this Christmas, would we draw closer to you in a new, fresh way? Would we get to know you, Jesus, in a way that changes our lives? Thank you for your great love. Thank you that you came vulnerably as a baby, but you grew up amongst us, endured everything this world has to throw at you so that we can live. Amen. Amen. Fantastic. Right, this is what's going to happen now. We are going to sing a song with HBC Kids. HBC Kids are the, I don't know what age it starts at really. It keeps getting younger every week. But it's great. 0 to 11s, basically. So if you guys want to come on down and we're going to sing you a song. The words are going to appear on the screen. So if you kind of feel like you've got to know the song, you want to join in, please join in and help these guys sing. I'm going to sing it as well with them. We've got some actions. You've got some ribbons. It's going to be fun. Come on down, guys. That's not the right note. I'm really hot in this jumper. Maybe it's the battery poweredness of it. A child has been given, the King of our freedom. Sing, for the light has come. This is Christmas, so come and adore Him and bring gifts before Him. Joy to the world, worship the Son. This is Christmas. This is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Tell all the world, we have a Savior, we have a Savior. For we are no longer lost, 'cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. With the angels, lift up your voices, join in the song of hope. This is Christmas. This is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Tell all the world that we have a Savior, we have a Savior. We for He has come now for us. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. And His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. And His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. This is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Tell all the world, we have a Savior, we have a Savior. And we are no longer lost, 'cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. Yes, we have a Savior, we have a Savior.